Hello and welcome to episode 64 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're kicking off Dumb Law Week by looking at New York. So I'm here with the first guest host here on the show, Patrick. Do you want to say hi to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
All right, you ready for the first law?
Of course.
All right, here we go. If you are flirting in public, you can be fined $25.
Interesting.
Yeah. It says that it actually specifically prohibits men from turning around on any city street and looking, quote, at a woman in that way.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's obviously a public menace. I also don't approve when people look at women that way.
Yes.
It's a very reasonable law, I feel.
Now, if you get the crime, if you've done the crime twice, instead of getting fined $25, the second time you flirt, you could be forced to wear a pair of horse blinders, wherever and whenever you go outside. I guess that'll help. I don't even know what to say to that, to be honest.
Well, if looking at them that way and means that they're staring at them, I don't see how that would be particularly helpful, but... Yeah. Perhaps they're less likely to notice someone across the street.
Only in New York.
Only in New York.
Okay, the second law. It is against the law to throw a ball at someone's head for fun. I think this one probably comes out of the obvious category more than stupid. I'll try to keep... Well, what if you're playing dodgeball, you know? Kids are on the playground playing dodgeball.
Well, what if he ducks and then it?
Yeah, it's true.
It wasn't aimed at his head; it was aimed at the torso.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of gray space with this particular law.
Yes. You need to be able to prove intent.
Yeah. Good luck with that. While riding in an elevator, one must talk to no one and fold his hands forward while looking forward towards the door.
So standard etiquette.
Yeah.
Made into a law. And
now my question about this is, what about that 30-second elevator speech they always tell you to have ready? You know, if I'm in New York City and I end up in an elevator with like the CEO of NBC, I'm gonna be talking to him. I hope he doesn't try to arrest me. Well, he might, just because that might be creepy for him. But
sounds like a reasonable plan. I suppose I should get my 30-second elevator speech
ready
next time I'm like in the elevator with the Pope.
All right, and the last one from New York is, it's illegal to have a puppet show in your window, and a violation could land you in jail for 30 days.
So we can't even cannot have a performance of the world's smallest violin being played.
No, not in the window. I guess you can do it on the street. Yeah, that's a strange one. All right, well, that's it for the laws of New York. Thank you for joining me today, Patrick.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 64 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you tune in tomorrow when we hop down the Gulf of Mexico to Texas.